Welcome to 2024 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
You can't love your country only when you win. You can't love your neighbor only when you agree.
President Joe Biden is promising a peaceful and orderly transfer of power following the re-election of former President Donald Trump. Speaking from the White House Thursday, Biden said the election should lay to rest any concerns about the integrity of the system, calling it honest, fair, and transparent. Republicans may have won the Senate, but control of the House hangs in the balance, with dozens of races still being counted. House Speaker Mike Johnson says he's confident his party will have the power to implement what he calls Trump's aggressive first 100-day agenda.
I genuinely believe that he could be the most consequential president of the modern era, and our Congress by extension, because we have to fix everything.
Johnson has previously suggested Republicans will eliminate the Affordable Care Act and take a blowtorch to the regulatory state. Democratic governors are vowing to fight some Trump policies, including his plan for mass deportations. Massachusetts Governor Maura Healey says her state police will not be involved. California Governor Gavin Newsom has called a special session to bolster civil liberties and environmental protections. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker says his state will remain an ally for all vulnerable communities.
No matter the storm that we face, Illinois will always strive to make you welcome and safe and protected.
Meanwhile, when asked on NBC how much the deportations of millions of people will cost, Trump said the plan has, quote, no price tag. Legal experts predict the judge in Trump's New York hush money case will call off his sentencing planned for later this month. Trump was convicted earlier this year of falsifying business records to cover up payments to porn star Stormy Daniels. New York Attorney General Letitia James, who also brought a civil fraud case against Trump's real estate business, says her team is braced for retribution.
We've been here before. We faced this challenge before. And we use the rule of law to fight back. And we are prepared to fight back once again.
Trump has repeatedly said he plans to fire Special Counsel Jack Smith and end the federal cases against him. Advocates of criminal justice reform in California warn the passage of a proposition aimed at retail theft will mean a sharp reduction in anti-crime initiatives. Cal State political science professor Christopher Hollenbrook says Prop 36 raises the penalties for certain drug and theft crimes, ensuring more people will end up in jail.
The more money you're spending on incarceration, the less money you're spending on other things. That is definitely an accurate assessment of Prop 36, and it seems to be one that voters decided they were okay with.
I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.